Bill 179, Senator Simmons, you're on.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It's good to be over here this morning. It's the first time I've been over here this year. So, Senate Bill 179, which we have before us, is a bill that a couple of us had an opportunity to look at just the day before the deadline, and we dropped in a bill to cover what we needed to do. And then, of course, this is, as it says, hog house version, but the intent of the bill has not changed at all. If you look through the bill, it's a very narrowly applied bill for a specific purpose, and that is to regulate the sampling procedure for verification of transgenic seed. You've all heard, especially those in agriculture, about the new seeds that are coming out, the seeds that have had their DNA changed to some effect, whether it's the Roundup Ready type crops or the insect resistant type crops. There's a lot of different seeds on the market now that we never had 10 years ago. We also, in that process, and as that process continues and increases, which I believe it will, we have the process of are we using a seed that has been patented? The federal patent laws in this country allow a company to build this kind of seed and retain the rights for all of that seed that ever applies to the market, that is ever marketed for any purpose. So in effect, if I buy one of those seeds, I cannot resell that seed or reuse it on my own farm under the agreements that I make with the seed patenter, those that have developed that seed. So we have had court cases that have now been applied. We've had a couple in South Dakota that have been in the process. We've had some in North Dakota and other states where the company comes out and says, we believe that you have more acres of this particular crop than you bought seed, and if that is true, then you have infringed on my patent rights, and we want to test that seed. We want to test that crop to see what you're doing. And under the federal patent laws, they have that right. So this bill simply says this is the process that will be used in South Dakota to collect the samples for a future court case that may develop. What we've done in the bill in sections one is made sure everybody knows who the farmer is and made sure that we've outlined what a transgenic organism is. And that explanation is accepted throughout the industry at this point. Section 2 talks about a person that holds that transgenic seed patent can enter land farmed by another for the purpose of obtaining those crop samples to determine whether that patent infringement has occurred. But to do that, they have to, number one, notify the farmer in writing of the allegation that a patent infringement has occurred and request written permission. And then they need to obtain that written permission before they can enter and take a sample. We go on to say that the farmer has to grant or deny that access within 7 days of the receipt of the request. And if the farmer withholds that written permission and in effect says, no, you can't do this, then that patent holder has the right to go to court to obtain a court order to enter and take those samples. Section 3 goes on to say that if either party requests the Secretary of Ag, and this is the point, up to this point, the farmer and the patent holder could get together and make their own arrangements to do however they wanted to settle the issue. But if either one requests the Secretary of Agriculture, the Department of Agriculture, to step in, then the Secretary of Agriculture can provide for the collection of the samples. And in this whole process, this bill sets up the rules that the Department of Agriculture can pass. If you go quickly to Section 6, it talks about the rulemaking authority to collect the samples and how they're to be collected, to authorize who can do it, to determine the methods of sample storage, in effect to keep that sample in a preserved condition so it can be used for future reference, to establish standards for sampling, inspecting, analyzing, and testing seeds, and to implement fees to recover sampling and related costs. Section 3 says the patent holder shall pay the fee charged by the department under the rules. So the one who is making the initial charge is the one that's going to pick up the bill for this. And the farmer and the person holding the patent may each be present if they so request when that sample is taken. So they have a right to be present, have a right to know what's going on. Section 4 allows the patent holder to have a right of recourse if he thinks that that crop is going to disappear, be damaged, be changed in this process. If he says, you know, they're virtually going to go out and destroy the crop, they're going to spray something on it that changes the makeup, they're going to do anything like this, they can then request a court order from the circuit court. The protection order cannot interfere with the harvesting of that crop, with the normal processes, but only would address those abnormal processes. Section 5 talks about taking the samples from a standing crop, from representative standing plants in the field, or from crops remaining in the field after harvest. Under this law, they could not then go to your bin and say, well, this is the seed that you took off from that field. It's too late then. You take the samples from the field that's there. And again, Section 6 talks about promulgating the rules. Section 7 is basically the end gate of this whole issue. And it says, once the tests are taken, once you know what it is, either party who's ever taken it has to forward that result of that analysis within 30 days of when the tests are completed, so that everybody knows where they're at. So again, it's a very narrowly applied bill. It only addresses the process of taking samples for the future use in a court case or in a settlement case, whichever. Any questions? I'd be happy to try and answer them.
Senator, we'll hold questions until after we've had testimony, but any further proponents to House Bill or Senate Bill 179?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Rick Valerie, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Wheat Incorporated. We have been a part of the process of helping draft this legislation, and we are very comfortable with it. It's been explained very well. It's basically a notification, which is very important to us. It also has an opportunity for the patent holder to gain entry in case it's denied. It is all the samples that are taken are put together by a third party, if so desired. There will be rules that will be presented, how many samples to be taken per field, where to be taken on those fields. Those can be done in rules. That's appropriate. And the last issue is that both parties have the results turned to them. And so we think it's good. And we urge your support.
Thank you. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 179?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Larry Gabriel, your Secretary of Agriculture. And we worked with Senator Simmons and Senator Dietrich and several of the lobbyists, the interested parties on this. George Williams from our staff did a lot of work on this, and we support the bill. We think this bill addresses a very serious need and does it in a very positive manner so everybody knows where they're at. And I think Senator Simmons and Senator Dietrich should be commended for bringing this forward to you. And I hope you can pass this and make it become law.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Mike Held, South Dakota Farm Bureau. Very briefly, we also support this, appreciate the opportunity to work on it. While the number of instances out there have not been a lot, there are some instances out there, and we think this process very carefully outlines the responsibilities and the rights of both parties, and that's important. We urge your passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Testimony is brief. We've only got two bills. I appreciate that. Further proponents of Senate Bill 179. Any further proponents? Any further proponents? Anybody lurking out in the hall? It's a little late in getting here. We've got a couple signed up that aren't here, so any further proponents? If not, we're going to go to opponents. Any opponents of 179? Any opponents at all? This is a rare occasion. Seeing none, I'm going to close it to testimony and open it for questions of the committee. We see one typo. Frank. Any questions of any of the sponsored proponents? Representative Glauchek has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'd have a question for Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons, there has been some legislation here before that had what we basically call a contract growers bill of rights and specific legislation that protected the growers from you know, what's been happening in North Dakota. It appears you've taken a small part of that with the legal aspect on the seeding. Why would you just do this portion of it and not a comprehensive bill that would give the growers more protection from what these, you know, what's been going on in the industry? And I guess I'd have a follow-up question after that, Mr. Chairman.
I guess Senator Klocek saw the need for this particular aspect of it and thought we could write a good bill that could make that happen. I was not here for the testimony on any of the other bills. I tried to write one last year on the contract issues, a very formidable task on that broad an issue. You can't get your arms around that much in one bill because it's a little bit more like writing a constitutional issue. It's broad, it's wide open, it doesn't reference the particular needs and the issues, where this bill is a specific issue, and I think that if we want to address those contract issues and contractors' bill of rights, we need to do it a piece at a time so that everybody understands what's happening in those kinds of legislation.
Okay, and follow-up question. Who brought this to your attention, or what started the process moving in that direction? And
the particular bill that I was handed is basically a piece of legislation that's been worked on in North Dakota. It was basically word for word. We took those and rebuilt them to what we saw the need in South Dakota in the process we wanted to do here. That bill from North Dakota was also a very narrowly defined bill for this specific purpose.
Well, one more follow-up.
Thank you. The North Dakota bill, was that even a little more comprehensive than this? Was this even more narrower than the North Dakota bill?
I don't believe so. We've changed, you know, a little bit of the process, but the effect of the bill, no, it was the same narrow approach that this one is.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Senator
Lynch, the question. Yes, Senator. Just a procedural question. Since there is a fee involved in rules, will this make it a two-thirds on the floor?
I guess I don't believe it will, but that's something somebody would have to rule on. It was not talked about over in the Senate side because it is in rulemaking authority, but I guess somebody else would have to answer that question.
Representative Jensen had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would have a question for the Secretary briefly, Secretary Gabriel. This is, I guess, not really specific to this law, but there's a lot of concern in the country, I think, across the nation, not only in South Dakota, but as GMO grains become more prevalent, that there is contamination within the farming community of people's grain. And have you had complaints? Is that a issue that you feel needs to be addressed, that somewhere down the line is going to jump up and bite us here as we go forward with more of this genetically altered seed? Just a response to that.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jensen, that surely is an issue that needs to be addressed, but that is a different issue than what we have here. In fact, several of the players, when we were trying to rewrite this, kept trying to get the invasion, if you will, into organic or traditional growers by transgenic pollen into this bill. And what the challenge was to make this just a patent invasion bill and not get into that. But I will gladly comment. We had a meeting that lasted about 2 hours with organic growers in our office yesterday. We attended a meeting in Minneapolis, three of us from the department, when we had the snowstorm there in the first part of November last fall, and we didn't get there. But we're getting the data that they're assimilating over there. And the challenge is, how can organic, traditional, and people that grow GMO all coexist. And that's going to be a real challenge as we go through time, because of some crops, the pollen drift is so far that we're going to almost take away the opportunity for people to grow organic if we don't come up with a way of trying to say how much responsibility each type of grower has to make sure that the others aren't precluded. You know, all the burden can't rest on the person that grows the genetically modified, but conversely, all that burden cannot rest on the guy that wants to grow organic. And so it's a very hard issue. In fact, there's even discussions going on as to how to create an indemnity fund. So if somebody's crop is invaded with transgenic pollen, you know, how they can be indemnified because they lose this market. And these are very serious issues, but it takes a lot of time to address it, because if you do it in a reactive mode, you'll probably create more negatives than you're addressing. So it's something that we need to do, and I would gladly work with any of the legislature to try to come up with ways that we can do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sigsted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary Gabriel might have just one question here. And I was just curious, do you know how long these patents are for, like for the Roundup Ready technology?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Sigsted, no, I don't. I think it probably depends on the particular patent. But I don't know. There might be other people in the room that would be more knowledgeable than I.
I was just curious. Yeah. I was wondering if...
Any other questions for any of the proponents? If not, we're going to close the questions and open it to discussion of the committee and or action. And I believe somebody has a type of amendment. And there's a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Mr. Chairman.
It's cleared up.
Are you ready for action?
I'm ready for action.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to commend Senator Simmons, the Secretary, and the rest of those who worked on this legislation for doing what I would say, taking the initiative on this significant issue. They brought before us some clear, some clean, and straightforward legislation. I think that's why there was no opposition. I would therefore move this bill be moved to the floor.
Move to pass the second, Jensen. Further discussion on the motion. Hearing. Representative Glotchek.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do think that this is a small baby step in the right direction. This is not the, I believe, the whole North Dakota Act that I've seen. We've looked at that law, and this just simply does the sampling verification. It does nothing for the big picture for the farmers that we need to do to protect them from these big companies. But it does give you some sampling verification, and I do commend you two gentlemen for taking that very first step. We've got a long ways to go on this issue, and if this will make them happy, I guess we can move in this direction, but we've got a lot further to go, and I would hope that that the powers to be would look at a more comprehensive effort that will truly work for fairness for our family farmers on this important issue. Thank you.
Any further comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holbeck, go ahead.
I agree with Frank, and it's good advice. Every journey starts with one step.
Well, obviously it is, but I think this is a really good step. This is one that needed to be done, and I commend people for working on this bill. I'm really glad it's here. It's a good one. This is, I think, a major step, one of the major problems that we could face out there. So, yes, you can.
A little bit in the procedure of this bill and how it came about. I had a senator bring me a copy of the narrowly drawn North Dakota bill. I said I'd look at it. We quickly went around Friday and got four names on the bill so we could dump it in the hopper. When we come back, we had to make that decision. Are we going to drop it in? I was told then on Tuesday morning, I believe it was Tuesday when we came back over that last weekend there, that there was another bill addressing this. And the remark to me was, you know, we don't need to hand it in because there's another bill. I thought to myself, fine, but I want to read what the other bill is. So I got on the computer and looked up to see what the other bill was. And I found the bill. And I said, that's fine, but that bill is much more broad, encompasses a lot more than what we're trying to encompass in this bill. So I went back to the Senator Dietrich, and I said, that bill is a lot bigger issue than this bill. So I think we should dump it in, and therefore we did.
Well, I appreciate you doing it. It's a good deal. If being no further discussion, it's been moved and seconded that we send Senate Bill 179 to the floor to pass. All those, as your name is called, answer appropriately, and Secretary, call a roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hargan.
Aye.
Holbeck.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Kochek.
Aye.
Pitts.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sigstad.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Lentz.
Aye.
Kuhnwald.
Aye.
Carried unanimously.
That passed unanimously. Gary. Moved and seconded consent. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. It is on consent.